Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Come in.
Oh, Mrs. Cleaver, may I come in?
Oh, sure, Eddie, come on.
Is Wally home?
Yes, he's up in his room.
I can only see him for a minute because I have to go over and see my girl.
Well, he's up in his room.
When you have a girl, you can't spend all your time with the fellows. You have to spend some time with your girl.
Oh, you have a girl, Eddie?
Oh, yes. She goes away to boarding school. My father says that's a pretty good indication her family has money. My father says it doesn't pay to waste time with people who don't count.
Well, it's nice of you to come over here anyway, Eddie.
I beg your pardon, Mrs. Cleaver?
Look, Eddie, why don't you run on upstairs, huh?
Oh, hi, Eddie.
How do you do, Mr. Cleaver? Excuse me, sir.
That boy is so polite, it's almost un-American.
Just inform me that he has a girl.
No.
You know, Ward, I hope Wally doesn't start getting serious about girls.
Well, dear, I think any boy who still has to be told to change his socks is safe for the time being.
Hi, Wally. Oh, hi, Eddie. Hi, Squirt.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie, get your dirty feet off my bed.
Okay. What are you guys going to do today?
We thought we'd go over to Chester's. A skunk got in his garage last night.
No fooling. Is it still there?
No, but the smell is.
Yeah, I never smelled a real skunk before.
That's kid stuff.
Maybe. What are you going to do, Eddie?
Oh, I don't know. I might go over and see my girl. Want to come along?
I'd rather smell a skunk.
Hey, Eddie, you really got a girl?
Sure, Carolyn Cunningham.
Was she in high school?
She wouldn't go to high school in Mayfield. She goes away to school.
Military school, Eddie?
Squirt, would you dry up? She lives up on the Heights. Her school's got a vacation. Want to go over and mess around her house?
Well, I don't know. Gee, I don't even know her.
Oh, I bet you're scared of girls.
He is not. I bet you Wally could lick any girl in the high school.
Come on, Wally. Her mom might give us something to eat.
Well, okay.
Hey, Wally. Well, what about the skunk? I don't want to smell it all myself.
I'll be back later.
Well, this is where she lives. Pretty keen house, huh, Wally?
Well, gee, yeah.
Well, what do you want to do now, Wally?
Well, aren't you going to ring the bell?
Well, maybe if we hang around, she'll come out after a while.
Hey, are you sure you know this Carolyn?
Of course I know her. She's my girl. It's just that she might be doing something. That's all. Maybe we ought to come back some other time.
Well, that's okay with me.
Oh, I thought I heard someone out here. Can I help you?
I'm Wally Cleaver.
I'm Eddie.
Oh, well, I suppose you've come over to see Carolyn.
Well, he did, but I just kind of came along.
Well, won't you come in?
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll tell Carolyn you're here. Sit down, boys.
Well, this is the living room.
Hey, is that her father?
No, I think it's one of her other ancestors.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Carolyn.
Well, I'm Wally. Wally Cleaver.
I'm very glad to know you.
Yeah. Sure. It's okay with me, too.
I'm Eddie. Eddie Haskell.
Oh, yes. I've seen you riding your bike up and down in front of the house.
Well, I guess we gotta be going.
Yeah, we gotta be going.
Well, wouldn't you like to sit down or something?
Well, no, thanks. We did a lot of sitting down this morning.
Yeah, and, anyway, on the way over, we were kind of horsing around, and, well, we wouldn't want to sit on anything and get it dirty.
Well, it was awfully nice meeting you, Ollie.
Yeah. It was nice meeting you, too, Callum.
I hope I see you again.
Sure.
Goodbye, Carolyn.
Goodbye.
Eddie. Eddie Haskell. Well, Wally, what did you think of my girl?
Well, she's all right, I guess. She kind of talks a lot, though.
That was pretty funny.
What?
Her make her believe she didn't recognize me.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Are the boys gone?
Yes, they had to go somewhere.
Oh. That one boy seemed very nice.
Yes, his name is Wally Cleaver.
Oh, yes, I met his mother.
I wonder if... Do you think I could ask him to that dance that they're having at the club tomorrow night?
Well, I thought you didn't want to go to the dance.
Well, I sort of do now.
Then why don't you ask him?
Well, he looks like the kind of boy somebody's already asked.
Well, I don't see any harm in calling him.
Well, I might call him later.
Hey, Wally, you want to take a bath after me?
Heck no. In high school, they make us take a shower after gym every day.
Isn't there any way to get out of it?
Well, it's not so bad once you get used to it. Anyway, the coach says a cold shower closes up your pores.
Oh. I guess we don't have any pores in grammar school. Hey, Wally, does Eddie really have a girl?
Yeah, I guess so. She didn't know him too well, though.
Wally, telephone.
Okay, Mom.
He'll be right down.
Eddie?
No, it's a G-I-R-L.
A girl?
Hmm?
Well, maybe it's about his homework.
No, there was a certain eagerness in the voice that didn't seem to go with algebra.
Hello? Yeah, this is Wally Cleaver. Oh, how are you?
Fine, Wally. It was nice meeting you this afternoon.
Well, if you're looking for Eddie, he's not here.
No, I wasn't looking for Eddie. I just thought I'd call up.
Oh. Well, I'll be seeing you. It was for me, all right.
Did you ask him about the dance?
Well, I tried to, but all of a sudden he said, I'll be seeing you, and hung up.
Well, don't worry about it, dear. I'll call his mother tomorrow and see if we can work it out. Say, How about that other boy, that Eddie?
Oh, Mother.
Yes, Mrs. Cunningham. Well, it's so nice of you to think of him. Carolyn's such a nice girl.
Hey, Mom! I'm home!
Excuse me. Beaver, can't you see I'm on the phone?
Sure, but I'm home.
Right, you're home. Well, thanks again for asking. I'm sure Wally will be delighted. Bye.
Mom, can I have something to eat?
I guess so. Now, how did you rip that?
Watching some men dig a hole. What's Wally going to be delighted about, Mom?
Well, I told Mrs. Cunningham that he'd take Carolyn to the dance tonight.
I don't think he's going to be so delighted about that, and she's a girl.
Beaver, girls are what you take to dances.
Uh-huh. On top of that, she's Eddie's girl.
Carolyn? You mean that's the girl that Eddie's been talking about? Oh, well, I don't think she's really Eddie's girl. Boys Eddie's age are too young to go steady. Anyway, if she was interested in Eddie, why would she ask Wally to the dance?
I don't know. I guess because girls are rats.
Now, look, Beaver, when Wally gets home, I don't want you to say anything to him about taking Carolyn to the dance. I want to tell him myself, all right?
Well, I wouldn't do anything like that, Mom. I don't like to tell people bad stuff.
Hi, Wally.
Oh, hi, Dad.
I ran into Eddie and gave him a lift.
Hi, Wally.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Where's your mother?
Well, I don't know. I've been out messing around.
Yeah, she's probably in the kitchen.
Thank you very much for the ride, Mr. Cleaver.
It's all right, Eddie.
What are you doing? I'm putting these mud cleats on my football shoes for practice Monday. Hey, what's the matter with you? I've been double-crossed. Well, wouldn't Tui let you copy his homework again? No, it's not that. It's about my girl, Carolyn. Oh, yeah, she called me yesterday. What did she want? Well, I don't know. Well, I guess she was looking for you. Well, what do you mean you were double-crossed? Well, I was going to take Carolyn to the dance tonight, but I called her up this afternoon. She says she's going with somebody else. Gee, that's tough. Well, who's she going with? She wouldn't say. That's a heck of a thing for a girl to do when she's your girl. Well, maybe she doesn't know she's your girl. Of course she does. Boy, when I find out who this other guy is, I'm gonna fix him good.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Hey, Wally, if he turns out to be a bigger guy, maybe you could help me fix him.
Well, heck, I got nothing against him.
Wally, I thought you were my friend. What good is a friend if he won't help a guy fix another guy?
Well, I might, if I'm not doing anything.
Oh, June, I just think you should have talked to Wally before you made a date for him.
Oh, Ward, you don't think she's really Eddie's girl?
I don't know. I just drove Eddie over. He seemed pretty upset about something.
Oh, dear, do you suppose he knows about Wally going?
It's hard to tell with Eddie. Most of the time, he acts like he doesn't know anything at all.
Wish I knew what to do.
Well, you shouldn't have made the date in the first place. You ought to consult your children
before. Oh, I know.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hello, Wally.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about Eddie. I don't think I'd like it if my best friend stole my girl.
Oh, Ward, Wally had nothing to do with it. I made the date.
I'd like it even less if my best friend's mother stole my girl.
Oh, hi, Beef.
Hi, Wally. Did you see Mom?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Well, she said hi.
Oh. I guess she's going to tell you later the bad stuff.
What bad stuff?
Oh, I'm not supposed to tell you.
Well, come on, Beef. What is it?
Oh, I can't tell you. But I guess if you start asking me questions, I could tell you yes or no.
Well, what kind of questions?
Well, you could ask me about Carolyn.
Carolyn Cunningham?
Yeah, now ask me some more.
Dad! Hey, Dad!
What?
You know what she's trying to do to me?
Who's she?
Mom, she's trying to ruin my whole life.
Oh, she's doing nothing of the sort.
Yes, she is. She's trying to make me go to the dance with that Callan Cunningham, and I'm not going.
What? Now, Wally.
What's all the shouting about?
It's what you did, Mom. What a dirty trick, telling that Callan Cunningham I'd take her to the dance. Mom, she's Eddie's girl.
But I didn't know that, Wally.
Well, you could have asked me. I would have told you she was.
Wally, Mrs. Cunningham phoned and invited you, and your mother accepted for you. That's all.
Gosh. Don't I have any rights?
Well, of course.
Just because I'm a kid, you could have asked me before you practically get me engaged.
Well, Wally.
I'm not going, and that's all. I won't go, even if I have to spend the rest of my life in my crummy old room.
I was just trying to make him happy.
From the sound of things, I'd say you fell a little short of your objective.
Boy, there sure was a lot of yelling down there.
Yeah, did you hear
that? No. I hid in the bathroom. I don't like to hear yelling much. Hey, Wally, are they going to make you go with that girl?
I'm not going. I don't care what they do to me.
I don't think Dad will hit you, because you're in high school. But I was just thinking.
What?
He might give you away to somebody.
Oh, cut it out, Beef.
Ward, the dance is tonight. We have to do something.
We?
Look, the Cunninghams are expecting Wally over there for supper at 6 o'clock.
Well, I told you you shouldn't have made that date for him, dear.
I know. Dear, maybe you could talk to him. Please?
Wally, I'd like to talk to you a minute.
I'm not going.
What are you doing?
I've got an idea. We have a couple of hours yet. If I can get Eddie a date, maybe Wally will agree to take Carolyn. And all four of them can go together, and nobody will be mad at anyone. Hello, Mrs. Dunlap. This is Ward Cleaver, Wally's father. Well, I was wondering if your daughter...
Dorothea
is busy tonight. There's that little dance at the club, you know. Oh, she would? Well, no, it isn't with Wally, Mrs. Dunlap. It's a friend of his. Eddie Haskell. Oh. Oh, yes, I understand, of course. Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Goodbye.
Well?
Well, it's just one of those things. It seems that last Halloween there was a little business about Eddie throwing rotten eggs at the Dunlaps' house. Who else is there?
Oh, Ward, look, honey, I know you're trying to help me out, but, well, gee, if it was anyone but Eddie Haskell... Oh, I know he's Wally's best friend, but he's... Well, you know.
Yeah, I guess he is.
I get it. Oh, come in, dear. It's Eddie.
Hi, Eddie.
How do you do, sir? Would it be possible for me to see Wally, Mrs. Cleaver?
Well, he's upstairs.
Yes, he's up in his room. Go right on up, Ed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cleaver.
Ward, do you think he knows anything about Carolyn asking Wally to the dance?
I don't know, but something's up. He was even more polite than usual.
Hi, Wally.
Hi, Eddie. What smell?
Nothing much. I got a sore throat.
I had a sore throat once. The doctor painted it with a stick.
Hey, Wally, I wonder if you could do me a favor.
Who, me?
Yeah, with the sore... the sore throat and everything. I'm not going to be able to go to the dance.
Gee, Eddie, I didn't think you were going anyway.
Yeah, well, Carolyn was just making that up about going with some other guy. girls kid you that way when they like you.
Yeah, sure. Well, what's the favor, Eddie?
Well, with a with a sore throat and everything, I wondered, could you take her for me?
Well, gee, well, I don't know.
I'm only asking because you're my best friend.
Well, gee, yeah, I guess so.
Gee, thanks a lot. Well, I gotta go home and put something on this.
Hey, Wally, how come you're taking Caroline to the dance now?
Well, gee, because Eddie's my best friend.
Oh, I thought that was the reason you couldn't go with her before.
Well, it was then, but it isn't now.
You know, Wally, things were a lot easier to understand when you didn't know any girls.
Listen, Wally, I've got to talk to you about that dance tonight.
Well, sure, Dad. When I take Carolyn tonight, what suit do you think I should wear?
I think the gray suit would be nice.
Yeah, me too. I wonder if Mom got it back from the cleaners.
He's wearing his gray suit.
Huh?
To the dance.
But Wardy was so against it a little while ago. What in the world made him change his mind? Did Eddie have anything to do with it? Well, I'm going to go find out.
Dear, I don't think we ought to ask for a lot of explanations. Let's just be happy he's going, huh?
You know, I guess you're right.
Hey, Dad, you sure this tie's okay?
Wally, we've changed it 3 times already.
Well, just so it looks okay.
It looks fine.
I think it does, huh?
Yeah.
Ward, Wally's due there now.
Yeah.
Here's your corsage.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Do I have to pin it on myself?
Oh, no, I think your mother will do that. Do you think that tie's all right?
The tie's all right, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, I guess we better go.
Now, listen, Wally, I want you to mind your manners. You hold the door open for her. You hold out her chair for her. You don't leave her alone at the dance. If she asks you to hold her purse, you do that.
Gee, Dad, isn't it enough he's taking her? Does he have to do all that other junk?
Yes, he does, Beaver. And while we're gone, I want you to behave yourself.
Sure, Mom. I'm just going to mess around out in the garage.
Well.
Hey, Wally, how come you don't want to pin the flowers on him?
What's the matter with you?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I feel like I could cry.
Oh, for God's sakes, Julie.
Hi, Squirt.
Hi, Eddie.
What are you doing?
Crushing stuff. I only get to do it when everybody's out.
Oh.
Hey, Eddie. I think your throat was sick.
Well, I didn't really have a sore throat.
And how come you said you did?
You wouldn't tell anybody, would you?
No, not me.
Well, I found out before that Carolyn asked Wally to the dance. I knew he wouldn't go, on account of being my best friend. So that's how come I made up about the sore throat.
Gee, Eddie, I don't exactly understand, but it kind of sounds like you done something nice.
Well, Wally's a pretty good guy. And anyway, I really made up all that about her being my girl. I never really met her.
How come you made up about having a girl, Eddie?
Well, you know how it is, Beaver. Sometimes a guy likes to be like a big shot.
Yeah, I guess a guy does. Hey, Eddie, you want to crush some tin cans?
Yeah, but I get to crush the first one.
Thank you.